Before bed, you watch an intriguing video clip on the topic of spirit spouses. The next morning, you awaken to find none other than the quicksand goddess sitting next to you on your bed. You guesstimate she's got to be at least 6'7". And again, she's a goddess incarnate, looking at you with equal parts heartfelt affection and predatory sensuality. Her long, thick, flowing mane of hair, her dark features, her deep-set eyes. She could seamlessly fit into an ancient fresco, a fashion magazine from the 80s, or in an Instagram feed of today. She's gently caressing your arm, looking down at you. Then she lays down next to you, wraps herself around you. That's when you begin to have a continuous retrograde orgasm as she engulfs you in her touch. You luxuriate in her power, her magic, her energy, her warmth. She speaks, but her full red lips don't move. You hear her in your head. Her voice has a slight reverb effect, but it only adds to the intoxicating effect you feel in her embrace. She continues to caress you, rubbing her long legs up and down your crotch, your legs, caressing your chest, rubbing her hands on you, and then up to your face, looking at you. My betrothed, my beloved, I promised. Oh, you are my favorite human. You remember. You remember our union, don't you? The union we formed thousands of years before you were born. You know who I am. What I am about. That I eat people. And yet you still love me. That is why I always send the tall women to you, to bring you to me, because I want it to be delicious for you. Make no mistake, my beloved, you are so delicious. I crave, I adore your energy, she says as she nibbles on your chin. She continues, don't tell anyone you know, but Eris and I fought over you once. It's why you are hearing those sky trumpet noises worldwide between 2011 and 2015. When we gals throw down, she says, winking at you. You feel the most sensual, delicious undulations throughout all 7 of your chakras at once. But you also feel something else. Something you've never felt before. Oh, you feel like you're home. Home in her embrace. She then sits up, pulls you up toward her. Alas, my dearest. I can only occupy this form for a short period of time. But make no mistake. I will visit you again soon. Until then, she puts her lips near your ear this time, verbally communicating with you. A noise you've come to know as her calling out to you from the fathomless ether. Your favorite noise of all. Then she takes your face in both of your hands. You look up at her. She mouths the words, I love you always. Then vanishes. It's then that you notice sand caked all over your feet, your hands, your face. Not a delusion after all.